Good evening, Father. I mean, Master. I was told to report to you tonight, alone in your throne room. It has been months since I last saw you. Back then, I was your daughter and a princess. But a very prideful and disrespectful girl. I took my royal status for granted. I took you, my father, and my king, for granted. I refused a marriage that would have sealed an alliance for the kingdom. So you stripped me of my title, my crown, my clothes. You had me banished to your harem, to be trained in the arts of pleasuring a man by your finest concubines. You said it was so that I could serve as your personal guard, before being passed down to serve as the regular soldiers themselves. So I learned as much as I could about sex, without actually touching a man. There is much I can learn from a woman, especially with some of the clever toys they have. They would wear harnesses with fake phalluses on them that I would stroke and suck, or take between my breasts. If I did poorly, I would be spanked. At least at first. Then my punishment turned into spanking being withheld from me, which made me even more eager to learn. I've also studied so much. I know the theory of pleasing a man, even if I have no actual experience in it. The head concubine said that after my initial problems and attitude at the beginning, I've become her best student. So it was time for me to graduate, to be given to your guard, and to be used by them until they tired of me. I can't say it sounds as horrible as it once did. As a princess, I knew I would be whored out one day. That's what the arranged marriage was basically for. So, this would be not much different. But then the head concubine said she had been talking to you about me, about how gifted I was. She said you might want me for yourself, at least to try just once, even though I am your daughter. Or rather, I was. I would be too good an opportunity to pass up. And she told me this was an opportunity, that you were quite a lover, and I already know the girls in your harem are pampered. They are treated like princesses in their own way. If I could please my own father with my humble body, perhaps I could earn a permanent place in his harem. So, here I am, Master. Or do you prefer father? Or your majesty? I can use whatever title you wish. I can do anything you wish. I am not the strong, arrogant princess I once was. I am a humble, submissive harem girl, and one that has not had the privilege of serving her master yet. You had my expensive and gaudy clothes stripped from me in your presence those many months ago. But tonight, I will remove these wispy silks from my body myself, to stand before you naked. I was shocked then, and struggled to cover myself. But tonight, I am poised and paused in such a way to highlight my body for you. The other harem girls are recruited from farms or bought as slaves. They had to work in their youth, but not me. I never had to work for anything until I was sent to your harem. That gives me a more perfect body than any of your other possessions. Yes, Father, I will attend to your cock. I shall kneel before you and remove it from your clothing. It's my first real cock, although the other girls in the harem would always describe yours in such fond detail. It already hardens my gaze, and as my hand touches it. But my mouth can do so much for you as I wrap my lips around it. It's not like the toys the other girls would wear when training me. It's softer and harder at the same time, and so very warm. And of course it tastes so different. Still, I know exactly what to do with my lips and my tongue as I move my mouth up and down on your cock. I wouldn't have done this for some noble you married me off to. It would be expected that he would have other girls for that. Well, now, I am the other girl, and I want to be your other girl, Father. You can tell how talented I am with my mouth, Father. I can see the pleasure as I look up into your eyes. For once, to look at me with something other than anger or disappointment. I can still be of use to you and show you I have value, even if it's as your submissive harem girl. I could finish you off with my mouth, fodder. I used to wear diamonds, but you could cover me with far more precious pearls. Or you could fill my mouth and stomach with a delicacy so much better than anything your chefs ever made for me. But I was told that you always preferred to place your seed deep within your woman. As king, it is your right to take any woman in your kingdom. As my master, you have the right to take me as well. Even as your daughter, the scrolls say I must give my father my full obedience. Incest is forbidden to the common men, but not to the king. I will stop sucking your cock now, father, unless you order otherwise. If I may be so bold, I will climb onto you as you sit on your throne. It is the closest I shall ever come to sitting on one again. But I am facing you, straddling you naked. Someone might mistake this for aggression on my part, but it is simply knowing from the other girls what my master likes. You like some young wench, or maid, or harem girl bouncing in your lap. I will lower myself down now, father, and take you into me. I want to please you. And not just because it would keep me from being used by your men, but because you are my king and my father, and most importantly, my master. Forgive me if I call out as I do this, father. As I have said, nothing has penetrated me, not even a toy. My virginity was saved first for marriage, but now for my master. My goodness. You are me, father. We are having sex. Look into your eyes and see the pleasure I was giving you before return tenfold as you feel my warmth around you. I am so happy to be giving your happiness instead of sadness, father. As I slowly begin moving on your cock, I look for every hint on your face so that I may adjust my performance. Yes, father, put your hands on my waist. I hunger for your touch, and you, of course, can guide me to better give you pleasure. Use me as you would any other woman. I will give you such great ecstasy, father, more than any other girl. I want you to keep me in your harem and to be your favorite girl. And if you wish, I will take the special potion after you finish with me to prevent conception. You could breed me, father. You know I am good stock and would give you strong sons or beautiful daughters. You've already seen me tamed, and now you're seeing me submit myself to you completely. Don't you wish to see my belly full with your child as well? I always looked up on your woman with disgust and saw her bastards as threats to me. What better way to make my redemption complete than to turn me into what I hate the most while making me love it? Oh, father, please, breed me. Even if you do give me to your man, I want your baby. My womb is meant for royal seed, even if I never expected it to be yours. But now I want to be yours so much. They wouldn't let me come, father. They taught me to amplify my pleasure even as I gave it to others. But they never let me actually orgasm. I was allowed to be driven into a state of blind lust for months to further make my first time more effective, so that I wouldn't mind as your guard lined up to take me. But it serves both of us so well now, as I bounce frantically in your lap, driving us both closer towards climax. Please, keep me, father. Keep me and fuck me as much as you want until you're tired of me. But most importantly, come in me. I so desperately want to feel my father's seed in my womb, and hopefully soon his baby. Father, I'm so close, but I don't dare come before you, so I am begging you, father, come in me, make my redemption complete by making me submit my entire soul to you as we orgasm. My training included knowing the signs of when you are close to finishing, and I see them now. I'm proud I brought you this close. It's the first honest work I've ever done in my life. But now your harem girl and daughter wants to come so hard, father. Oh, yes, I can tell you're a split second away from coming, and I can't wait anymore. Start to lose control even as I feel your cock begin to erupt into me. Come in me, Fadner. Come in me. Have I earned a permanent place in your harem, Father? I would very much like to keep living in a castle, even if in a much different part of it. I am barely 18 and have many long years in which I can serve you, just like so many of the other girls. Some have served for longer than I have lived, and bearing the troublesome ones all move to becoming maids or other servants for you once you have grown tired of them. I don't think you'll get tired of me very soon, though, Father. Princesses, even ones with their titles striped away, are a rare commodity. And of your daughters, I am the most beautiful and the most in need of discipline. And my example will keep the others from straying too far. The head concubine was not wrong about me either, was she? I have extraordinary talent and skill in the sexual arts. I may have been an awful princess, but if you'll just let me, Father, I'll be the best harem girl you've ever owned.